Goldman Sachs and Capital One are gearing up for a future where AI agents could become the new workforce. Welcome to the AI Agent Daily Brief, your go-to for the latest AI updates. Today is Thursday, February 20th, 2025. Here's what you need to know about how major financial institutions are preparing for the rise of self-driving AI agents. Let's dive in. In recent weeks, we've seen a flurry of activity in the world of AI agents. OpenAI launched Operator, an AI agent capable of ordering groceries and booking flights. Meanwhile, Google unveiled Gemini 2.0, which can understand complex scenarios and plan multiple steps ahead. These AI agents are not just responding to human prompts, they're acting autonomously. According to a World Economic Forum report, these agentic AI systems can perceive, reason, act, and learn without constant human guidance. Gartner analysts have defined AI agents as autonomous or semi-autonomous software entities that use AI techniques to achieve goals in their environments. By 2028, Gartner predicts that 33% of enterprise software applications will include these agentic AI capabilities. This marks a significant leap from less than 1% in 2024. In the banking sector, the potential use cases for AI agents are vast. They could revolutionize personalization, customer service, operations, risk assessment, and even fraud prevention. Capital One, for instance, has launched an AI agent called Chat Concierge to assist car buyers. This multi-agentic conversational AI workflow doesn't just provide information, it takes action based on consumer needs. It can compare vehicles, schedule appointments, and even book test drives. Capital One developed this system using Meta's open-source Llama model, customizing it to meet their specific performance and risk thresholds. They've implemented human-centered guardrails to ensure bias and hallucination are minimized. Goldman Sachs is also making strides in this space. They've built a platform called GSAI, which hosts AI models for employees. This platform includes risk and compliance controls to ensure AI is used safely. Currently, it supports generative AI models, but in the future, it'll accommodate agentic AI. Goldman Sachs has already seen significant productivity gains from a generative AI copilot used by their developers, and they anticipate even greater efficiencies with agentic AI. Imagine a task that normally takes 10 people. AI agents could handle it, multiplying the workforce's efficiency. However, with these advancements come risks. Agentic AI can make errors at scale, and there's always the potential for misuse, such as hacking attempts. Both Capital One and Goldman Sachs are aware of these challenges and are setting up robust risk and compliance controls to mitigate them. They emphasize the importance of human oversight and ensuring that AI agents never act without human supervision. As we move forward, the integration of AI agents in the banking sector promises to transform how we think about efficiency and productivity. But it also requires a careful balance between innovation and responsibility. Goldman Sachs and Capital One are at the forefront of this shift, laying the groundwork for a future where AI agents could redefine the financial landscape. The landscape of enterprise AI is shifting rapidly, with Workday, ServiceNow, and SAP stepping up to challenge Salesforce's dominance in AI-driven business automation. It all started last December when Salesforce unveiled Agentforce 2.0, sparking a wave of innovation across the industry. Picture this. At the Agentforce 2.0 event, Salesforce CEO Mark Benioff declared, "The AI revolution isn't coming. It's here." With pre-trained autonomous agents and deep integration with Salesforce Data Cloud and Slack, Salesforce positioned itself as a leader in AI-powered digital workforces. But Salesforce isn't the only game in town. Workday, ServiceNow, and SAP have been rolling out their own AI-powered agents, each claiming to revolutionize business operations in their own right. Let's break down how these platforms stack up against each other. Workday is focusing its AI efforts on human resources and finance, where it already has a strong foothold. Its latest innovation, the Workday Agent System of Record, provides a governance framework for both human employees and AI agents. By pioneering role-based AI agent descriptions, Workday is enabling businesses to define and standardize AI agent roles, much like application programming interfaces for enterprise automation. ServiceNow, on the other hand, is positioning itself as the control tower for AI agents across IT, customer service, and human resources workflows. Their AI agent. Orchestrator and AI Agent Studio allow organizations to coordinate multiple AI agents across different business units and build custom agents with a no-code interface. SAP is embedding AI across its massive enterprise resource planning footprint with Joule AI agents driving automation across finance, supply chain, human resources, and customer service. Their unique selling point is the ability to link AI agents across business processes, providing a seamless integration that Salesforce doesn't quite match in scale. So, how does Salesforce Agentforce 2.0 stand apart? While other platforms focus on back-office automation, Salesforce is all about customer-facing AI workflows. Their pre-trained AI agents are ready to automate sales, service, and marketing tasks with real-time collaboration through Slack integration. As we look at the competitive landscape, each vendor brings something unique to the table. Salesforce is deeply integrated with customer relationship management systems. Workday excels in AI governance for workforce management. ServiceNow orchestrates multi-agent systems across business units, and SAP spans cross-functional AI processes. Looking ahead, the future of AI agent interoperability is on the horizon. As enterprise AI adoption accelerates, companies will rely on AI agents from multiple vendors to streamline workflows and enhance business agility. Imagine a world where AI agents from Workday, ServiceNow, and Salesforce interact seamlessly with human resources, IT, and sales functions. We're just at the beginning of this embedded AI agent battle. Companies are laying the groundwork for a future where AI-driven automation doesn't just support, but transforms the way we do business. The race is on to define the standards and frameworks that'll enable this multi-vendor AI agent ecosystem to thrive. Aeris AI has just closed a $70 million Series C funding round, and they're tackling one of AI's toughest challenges, making large language models and AI agents work effectively in real-world scenarios. This funding round was led by Insight Partners, with participation from existing investors Foundation Capital and Trinity Ventures, as well as new investors, including Scale Venture Partners. So what's the big deal here? Well, if you've ever tried deploying AI systems in the wild, you'll know that the transition from lab to real-world applications is fraught with hurdles. Aeris AI is stepping up to bridge that gap, and they've got some heavy hitters backing them. Imagine having a super smart AI model that works flawlessly in a controlled environment, but when it's deployed, it stumbles over real-world data. That's the crux of the problem. Arise AI is focused on monitoring and troubleshooting these AI systems to ensure they perform as expected once they're out in the field. With this new funding, Arise plans to expand their platform's capabilities, enhancing their AI observability tools to provide deeper insights and analytics. They're aiming to make it easier for companies to diagnose issues and optimize their AI models in real time. The importance of this work can't be overstated. As more businesses rely on AI agents to automate and innovate, ensuring these systems are reliable and effective is crucial. Arise's solutions help companies identify performance drifts, biases, and other anomalies that could impact their AI's effectiveness. Arise AI's CEO, Jason Lopatecki, shared that the funding will accelerate their mission to make AI more trustworthy and accountable. He emphasized that as AI becomes more integrated into everyday operations, having robust monitoring and troubleshooting tools is not just a nice-to-have, but a necessity. So, as we look to the future, Arize AI's efforts are setting the stage for more robust and reliable AI deployments. It's an exciting step forward in ensuring that AI agents not only function, but thrive in the complexities of the real world. AI agents are set to become the linchpin of fintech innovation in Southeast Asia, a region that's seen impressive growth in this sector over the past decade. While fintech investments have slowed globally, Southeast Asia has shown resilience, buoyed by digital adoption and venture capital interest. According to PricewaterhouseCoopers, venture funding for fintech startups in this region reached $20 billion from 2015 to the first three quarters of 2024, excluding undisclosed deals. Meanwhile, generative AI funding in Southeast Asia saw a 38% year-on-year increase, highlighting the growing role of AI in the region's fintech landscape. So, what exactly are AI agents? They're not just your average chatbots or decision trees. These are autonomous systems that can perceive their environment, make decisions, and execute tasks with minimal human oversight. In fintech, they leverage machine learning, natural language processing, and advanced analytics to deliver services like automated underwriting, personalized customer support, and risk management. Think of AI agents as dynamic entities that can analyze complex information streams, such as transaction data, user profiles, and market signals. They don't just process data, they act on it, making them especially attractive in fintech. Imagine dealing with high volumes of transactional data or assessing real-time risk profiles. AI agents can handle these tasks efficiently, automating complex processes like regulatory compliance checks. In Southeast Asia's fintech sector, AI agents are already making waves. For customer engagement and onboarding, AI-powered virtual assistants manage inquiries about account openings, loan eligibility, or insurance claims, especially valuable in a region with diverse languages. By integrating natural language processing, they provide localized support in multiple languages, enhancing customer experience. AI agents are also revolutionizing risk assessment and fraud detection. Banks and fintech companies in the region face complex know-your-customer and anti-money laundering requirements. AI agents can swiftly analyze transactional data and flag suspicious activities in real time. These systems use machine learning models trained on historical fraud patterns to anticipate and counter new threats. When it comes to automated lending and credit scoring, AI agents are breaking new ground. In parts of Southeast Asia where limited credit histories exist, they evaluate alternative data, like mobile phone usage or e-commerce transactions. For example, Credivo uses AI-driven credit scoring for its Buy Now, Pay Later solution, tapping into alternative data sources to serve small and medium enterprises. Meanwhile, Funding Societies employs AI to quickly assess borrower risk profiles, reducing underwriting times and default rates. Robo-advisory and wealth management are other areas where AI agents shine. They offer automated portfolio management, risk profiling, and personalized investment strategies. A digital wealth manager like Stashaway uses AI and data analytics to provide investment portfolios and wealth management solutions, managing at least $1 billion in assets. However, deploying AI agents in fintech isn't without challenges. Regulatory complexity is a significant hurdle. Countries like Singapore and Malaysia have robust frameworks to encourage innovation, but require strict compliance with data privacy and anti-money laundering standards. AI agents must be transparent and auditable to gain regulatory approval. There's also a talent scarcity. KPMG reports a global shortfall of software developers and cybersecurity professionals, expected to hit 8 million this year. Skilled AI engineers, data scientists, and machine learning specialists are in short supply in Southeast Asia. While some jobs may be replaced by AI, many roles will be enhanced, requiring skills to create, deploy, and evaluate AI systems. Ethical and bias concerns are another consideration. If AI agents rely on limited or biased training data, they could misjudge or exclude marginalized groups. Ensuring dataset diversity and explainability in algorithmic decisions is crucial for building trust and financial inclusion. AI governance frameworks must address these issues to ensure fair practices. Despite these challenges, the potential for AI agents in fintech is undeniable. They lower operational costs and expand access to financial products, paving the way for a more inclusive digital economy. As startups and established players collaborate with venture capitalists, AI agents are poised to redefine financial services in Southeast Asia, driving innovation and inclusion across the region. IBM is taking a big step in helping enterprises fully embrace the potential of AI agents with the introduction of their new AI integration services. Welcome back to the AI Agent Daily Brief. Today, we're diving into how IBM's latest offering could change the way businesses operate with AI. Let's get into it. Imagine your business processes not just being powered by AI, but completely transformed by it. That's what IBM's aiming for with their new services. They're calling it moving from productivity to performance with agentic AI. And the idea is pretty exciting. It's not just about making tasks more efficient, but about rethinking how those tasks are done altogether. IBM's Francesco Brenna, Vice President and Senior Partner of AI Integration Services, highlights the challenges businesses face, like fragmented data and outdated IT systems. But with their new AI integration services, IBM wants to tackle these issues head on. They're focusing on creating what they call agentic apps, applications that integrate AI assistants tailored to specific user personas, orchestrate multiple AI agents to transform workflows, and optimize data management. So, what does this mean for businesses? Well, it means transforming those old, clunky processes into something sleek and modern. IBM is providing a comprehensive approach to re-engineering business processes, which includes everything from enhancing user experiences to establishing robust AI governance. And IBM isn't doing this alone. Their open ecosystem of partners, including giants like Microsoft and AWS, means businesses can leverage pre-built agentic app templates for various industries. This could be a game changer for sectors like banking, telecommunications, and life sciences, where IBM is already making strides. Take, for example, a global life sciences company that worked with IBM to speed up their regulatory submissions process. By applying generative and agentic AI, they were able to generate first drafts of technical documentation quickly, which human experts could then review. It's a pioneering approach that's not just about efficiency, but about accuracy and innovation. IBM's new services promise to help businesses not just keep up with AI advancements, but to lead the way in innovation. It's about turning AI agents from a novelty into a core component of business strategy, ensuring that companies can adapt and thrive in an AI-driven world. That's it for today's The AI Agent Daily Brief. IBM's new AI integration services could very well redefine how enterprises utilize AI agents to transform their operations, not just improve them. Thanks for tuning in. Subscribe to stay updated. This is Michelle signing off. Until next time.